May 15th, 2013, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Evening reading.
7-6-8. How convenient. This chapter is called Prahlad Instructs His Demoniac Schoolmates.
Durap Purena Kamina Mohina Chabaliyasa Shisham Griheshu Saktasya Pramatasya Payatihi.
One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age, a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible, even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity, jara vyadhi. This leaves only a few more years, but because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life, and then to be perfect in sense control following the regulative principles. If one becomes a householder. From household life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to the forest and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. From the very beginning of life, those who are ajitendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen in the Western countries. Thus, the entire duration of a life of even 100 years is wasted and misused. And at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body, which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in a life of tapasya, austerity and penance, must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs, and hogs. Therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky. Text 9.
Ko griheshu pamansaktam atmanam achitendriyaha sneapashair dridher bhadham utsaheta vimochitum.
What person too attached to household life due to being unable to control his senses can liberate himself? An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children, and other relatives. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Komara Acharit Pragno Dharman Bhagavataniha from Bhagavatam 7.6.1. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Dharman Bhagavatan means the religious principles of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Bhagavad Gita 18.66. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from material bondage and especially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulative principles. Otherwise, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari, living under the care of the guru, whose place is known as the Gurukula. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasan Danto Gororhitam, Bhagavatam 7.12.1. From the very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the guru. A brahmachari is advised to go begging alms door to door, addressing all women as mother, and whatever he collects goes to the benefit of the guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the Guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not an ordinary grihastha who has learned only how to satisfy his senses. A trained grihastha can gradually give up household life and go to the forest to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life and at last take sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. Hivatmapatam griyamandakupam. One should give up his household, which is a place for going further and further down into the darkest regions of material existence. The first advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life, griyamandakupam. However, if one prefers to remain in the dark well of household life, because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servants, house, money, and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be first-class brahmacharis. Then it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home back to Godhead, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayat yashu vairagyam jnanam ca yadahaitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Srimad Bhagavatam 127. If one engages in devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains vairagya vidya, or asakti, detachment, and becomes jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is master of the senses, he should not accept the renounced order of life, sannyas. A strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of the material body. Without full knowledge, one cannot be unattached to material enjoyment, but as long as one is not in that position, one is not fit to return home back to Godhead. Text 10. Konyartha trishnan visrajad pranebhyopi ya ipsita yam krinat yasubhi preshtais taskara sevako vanik. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives. Purport. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs, but still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army, and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield, only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water of the sea to collect pearls and valuable gems. Thus it is practically proved, and everyone will admit, that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are too attached to household life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher caste, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, everyone but the shudras, were trained in the Gurukula to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life. Although they were extremely opulent and were the masters of kingdoms, they could give up all their possessions because they were trained early as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Komara acharit prajno dharman bhagavatan niha dulabham manusam janma tatapya dhruvam artadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life In other words, from the tender age of childhood to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of this instruction. Texts 11 through 13. Katam priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram shchamantran suhritsutatsnehastitashunam kalaksharanam anuraktichitaha putran smaransta tuhitrir hridyaya ratrin svasrirva pitaro chadinao grihan manok nyauru parichadhamscha Ritishchakula pashubritya vargan tajeta koshas krid ivehamana karmani lobhad avitripta kama aupastya jhaivam bahu manyamana katam virajeta duranta mohaha. How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father, and while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm which weaves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape? Purport, in household affairs, the first attraction is the beautiful and pleasing wife, who increases household attraction more and more. One enjoys his wife with two prominent sense organs, namely the tongue and the genitals. The wife speaks very sweetly. This is certainly an attraction. Then she prepares very palatable food to satisfy the tongue, and when the tongue is satisfied, one gains strength in the other sense organs, especially the genitals. Thus the wife gives pleasure in sexual intercourse. Household life means sex. This is encouraged by the tongue. Then there are children. A baby gives pleasure by speaking sweet words in broken language. And when the sons and daughters are grown up, one becomes involved in their education and marriage. Then there are one's father and mother to be taken care of, and one also becomes concerned with the social atmosphere and with pleasing his brothers and sisters. A man becomes increasingly entangled in household affairs, so much so that leaving them becomes almost impossible. Thus the household becomes griyamandakupam, a dark well into which the man has fallen. For such a man to get out is extremely difficult unless he is helped by a strong person, the spiritual master, who helps the fallen person with the strong rope of spiritual instructions. A fallen person should take advantage of this rope, and then the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna will take him out of the dark well. 14. Kutumba poshaya vishanyajur nabudyateratam vihatam pramataha sarvatyatapam trayadukitatma nirvidyate nasva kutambaramaha. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the Absolute Truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. Purport: a foolish man does not understand the values of human life, nor does he understand how he is wasting his valuable life simply for the maintenance of his family members. He is expert in calculating the loss of pounds, shillings, and pence, but he is so foolish that he does not know how much money he is losing, even according to material considerations. Chanakya Pandit gives the example that a moment of life cannot be purchased in exchange for millions of dollars. A foolish person, however, wastes such a valuable life without knowing how much he is losing, even according to monetary calculations. Although a materialistic person is expert in calculating costs and doing business, he does not realize that he is misusing his costly life for want of knowledge. Even though such a materialistic person is always suffering threefold miseries, he is not intelligent enough to cease his materialistic way of life. Text 15. Viteshu nitya binivishta cheta vidyamshta josham padavitta hartuhu pratyeha vatabhyajitendriyastad ashantakamo harate kutumbi. If a person too attached to the duties of family maintenance is unable to control his senses, the core of his heart is immersed in how to accumulate money. Although he knows that one who takes the wealth of others will be punished by the law of the government and by the laws of Yamaraj after death, he continues cheating others to acquire money. Purport: especially in these days, people do not believe in a next life or in the court of Yamaraj and the various punishments of the sinful. But at least one should know that one who cheats others to acquire money will be punished by the laws of the government. Nonetheless, people do not care about the laws of this life or those governing the next. Despite whatever knowledge one has, one cannot stop his sinful activities if he is unable to control his senses. 16. Vidvan apitam danuja kutumbam pashun svalokaya nakalpatevai yasviya parakya vibina yasviya parakya vibina bhavas tama prapadyeta yata vimudaha yasviya parakya vibina vibina. O my friends, sons of demons, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider, this is mine and that is for others. Thus, they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families and a limited conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Purport: in human society, there are attempts to educate the human being, but for animal society, there is no such system, nor are animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and unintelligent men are called vimudha, or ignorant, bewildered, whereas an educated person is called vidvan. The real vidvan is one who tries to understand his own position within this material world. For example, when Sanatana Goswami submitted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, Kayami, Kaniyamai, Jari Tapatrai. In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence. This is the process of education. If one does not ask, who am I? What is the goal of my life? But instead follows the same animal propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of his education? As discussed in the previous verse, a living being is entrapped by his fruit of activities exactly like a silkworm trapped in its own cocoon. Foolish persons are generally encaged by their fruit of actions, karma, because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. Such attracted persons become involved in society, community, and nation, and waste their time not having profited from having obtained human forms. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, Great leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists are all engaged in foolish activities, thinking this is mine and this is yours. The scientists invent nuclear weapons and collaborate with the big leaders to protect the interests of their own nation or society. In this verse, however, it is clearly stated that despite their so-called advanced knowledge, they actually have the same mentality as cats and dogs. As cats, dogs, and other animals, not knowing their true interest in life, become increasingly involved in ignorance, the so-called educated person who does not know his own self-interest or the true goal of life becomes increasingly involved in materialism. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Specifically, at a certain point, one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. This is further discussed in the following verses, 17-18. Yato nakaschit kvachakut trachidva dinaswa atmanam alam samartaha vimochitum kama drusham vihara krida mrigoyan nigado visargaha tato vidurat parihrita daitya Dait yeshu sangam vishayatmakeshu upeta narayana madi devam samukta sangar ishito pravargaha. My dear friends, O sons of the demons, it is certain that no one bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been able to liberate himself from material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification, and their target is women. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and thus they are shackled to material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Therefore, although you are sons of demons, keep aloof from such persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, the origin of all the demigods, because the ultimate goal for the devotees is Narayan, the liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj has maintained the philosophical point of view that one should give up the dark well of family life and go to the forest to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hidvatmapatam grihamandakupam vanamgato yadharamashrayeta. In this verse also, he stresses the same point. In the history of human society, no one, at any time or any place, has been liberated because of too much affection and attachment for his family. Even in those who are apparently very educated, the same family attachment is there. They cannot give up the association of their families, even in old age or invalidity, for they are attached to sense enjoyment. As we have several times discussed, janmaitunadi, Kriyamedi sukham hituchcham. So-called householders are simply attracted by sexual enjoyment. Thus they keep themselves shackled in family life, and furthermore they want their children to be shackled in the same way. Playing the parts of playboys in the hands of women, they glide down to the darkest regions of material existence. Adanta gobir vishatam tamishram punapunash charvita charvananam. Because they are unable to control their senses, they continue a life of chewing the chewed, and therefore descend to this darkest material region, to the darkest material regions. One should give up the association of such demons and adhere to the association of devotees. Thus one will be able to be liberated from material bondage. 19. Nahyachutam praniyato bhavyaso sudatamajaha Atmavat sarva bhutanam siddhavad iha sarvataha. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, is the original Supersoul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord. Purport. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life, But if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in the Bhagavad Gita 14:4, Sarvayoni shukonteya murtaya sambhavantiyaha tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. The Supreme Lord Narayan is the seed-giving father of all living entities, because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and son, there is no difficulty in re-establishing the natural intimate relationship between Narayan and the living entities. If one performs even a slight, very slight devotional service, Narayan is always ready to save one from the greatest danger. The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities and was condemned by Yamaraj to be very severely punished. But because at the time of death he chanted the name of Narayan, although he was calling not for the Supreme Lord Narayan, but for his son named Narayan, he was saved from the hands of Yamaraj. Therefore, pleasing Narayan does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, or nation. Everyone likes that. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayan, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy. One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayan. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing his so-called family, society, and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life. The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord, can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And what does that chanting sound like?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Text 20-23. Paravareshu bhuteshu brahmantam stavaradishu bhotikeshu vikareshu bhuteshvutata mahatsucha guneshu guna samyecha gunyavyati karetata eka eva paroyatma bhagavanishvaro vyayaha pratagatma swarupena drishyarupena chasvayam vyapya vyapaka nirdesho Hyanirdesho vikalpitaha kalevanu bhavananda swarupa parameshvaraha maya yantari hityaishvarya iyate gunasargyaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, who is infallible and indefatigable, is present in different forms of life, from the inert living beings, stavara, such as the plants, to Brahma, the foremost created living being. He is also present in the varieties of material creations and in the material elements, the total material energy, and the modes of material nature, sattvagun, rajagun, and tamagun, as well as the unmanifested material nature and the false ego. Although he is one, he is present everywhere, and he is also the transcendental supersoul, the cause of all causes, who is present as the observer in the cores of the hearts of all living entities. He is indicated as that which is pervaded and as the all-pervading supersoul, but actually he cannot be indicated. He is changeless and undivided. He is simply perceived as the supreme Sakchidananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Being covered by the curtain of the external energy, To the atheist, he appears non-existent. Purport, not only is the Supreme Personality of Godhead present as the supersoul of all living entities, at the same time he pervades everything in the entire creation. He exists in all circumstances and at all times. He exists in the heart of Lord Brahma and also in the cores of the hearts of the dogs, hogs, trees, plants, and so on. He is present everywhere. He is present not only in the heart of every living entity, but also in material things, even in the atoms, protons, and electrons being explored by material scientists. The Lord is present in three features as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Because he is present everywhere, he is described as Sarvam Kalavidam Brahma. Vishnu exists beyond Brahma. Bhagavad Gita confirms that Krishna, by his Brahman feature, is all-pervading. Mayatatamidam Sarvam. But Brahman depends upon Krishna. Brahmanohi Pratishtaham. Without Krishna, there could be no existence of Brahman or Paramatma. Therefore, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the ultimate realization of the Absolute Truth. Although he is present as the Paramatma in the core of everyone's heart, he is nonetheless one, either as an individual or as the all-pervading Brahman. The Supreme Cause is Krishna, and devotees who have surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead can realize him in his presence within the universe and within the atom. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. This realization is possible only for devotees who have fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. For others, it is not possible. This is confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daiva hi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayame tam tarantite. The process of surrender in a devotional attitude is accepted by a fortunate living being. I'll repeat that. The process of surrender in a devotional attitude is accepted by a fortunate living being. I'll just say it one more time. The process of surrender in a devotional attitude is accepted by a fortunate living being. After wandering through many varieties of life on many planetary systems, when one comes to the real understanding of the Absolute Truth by the grace of a devotee, one surrenders to the Supreme Personality of God, it has confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavanmam prapadyate. Prahlad Maharaj's class friends, who were born of daitya families, thought that realizing the Absolute was extremely difficult. Indeed, we have experienced that many, many people say this very thing. Actually, however, this is not so. The Absolute, the Supreme Personality of God, it is most intimately related to all living entities. Therefore, if one understands the Vaishnava philosophy, which explains how he is present everywhere and how he acts everywhere, to worship the Supreme Lord or to realize him is not at all difficult. Realization of the Lord, however, is possible only by the association of devotees. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Rupa Goswami, said, Brahmanda Brahmati Gon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entity in the material condition wanders through many varieties of life and many varieties of circumstances. But if he comes in contact with a pure devotee and is intelligent enough to take instructions from the pure devotee regarding the process of devotional service, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of Brahman and Paramatma, without difficulty. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Antaryami pratagatma vyaptakalo hari smritaha prakritya tamasavritvat hare aishvaryam nagnayate. The Lord is present as Antaryami in everyone's heart and is visible in the individual soul covered by a body. Indeed, he is everywhere at every time in every condition. But because he is covered by the curtain of material energy, to an ordinary person there appears to be no God. 24. Tasmat sarveshu bhuteshu dayam kuruta sohridam bhavam asuram unmuncha umucha yaya tushyadhyadhoksha jaha. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam avijanati yavanyashchasmitattvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. I'll just repeat that once more. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord. The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in this service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is why by taking to this process of Sankirtan, like book distribution, going out to chant Harinam, distribute prasad, meet people, one advances very quickly in devotional service because it's pleasing to Krishna, and the one builds a spiritual base very quickly. We see that new devotees who learn the process of Sankirtan, giving mercy to others, taking the trouble, the austerity to go out, overcome the mind and distribute to others, they get a kind of realization that's so valuable it sustains them throughout their lives. It's not ordinary, it's not just some material talent, but it's actually the mercy of the Lord. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18:69. Na chatasman manusheshu kashchin me priyakritamaha. There's no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru devotee. You have to become a guru devotee and preach Krishna consciousness. Jare dhakko tare kaha krishnupadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the easiest way? Become a guru devotee. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Bhoktaram jagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram Suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantim rishiti. Krishna's calling us to go into the forest to tend the cows. One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord, that He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wisher and friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word Suridam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, every body is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as Daridra Narayan. If Narayan lives in a house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the houses of the poor and those of the rich, but in all circumstances he remains Narayan. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Sat Aishvarya Purna, full in six opulences in all circumstances. Is it 6 o'clock already? Time flies. Let's stop here and greet the deities. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai.
Shrina Shingadev ki jai. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. Shishi Radha Kir Chor Gopinath ki jai. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhajiji ki jai. Gopre Manande Haribo.